As a skin health professional, beauty and aging are the centerpiece of my research. And one thing is clear, if we want to age well, we had better keep up with our NAD levels. NAD is actually something I personally take every single day to give my cells the energy that they need to operate. And our skin also has cells in them too. NAD is a molecule in the human body that is vital to aging well and remaining youthful in so many ways. NAD creates energy, maintains healthy DNA, detects and uses nutrients efficiently, and even protects our cellular health. Unfortunately, from age 30 to 70, NAD levels decline up to 65%. Simply put, when NAD levels decline, aging accelerates. That's why if you care about slowing aging, you need to get Qualia NAD. Qualia NAD is a clinically tested supplement that can boost your NAD levels up to 50%. It's vegan, non-GMO, with three key naturally derived ingredients called NAD precursors that your body can readily convert into NAD, and 11 additional ingredients that support your body's NAD production. Qualia NAD is the easiest way to support your NAD levels deep into life, so you can stop losing one of the most vital molecules in your body now for remaining youthful and in your prime. So if you're over age 30, help stop your declining NAD levels with Qualia NAD risk-free for up to 100 days at neurohacker.com/radiance and use code radiance for an additional 15% off. That's Qualia NAD at neurohacker.com/radiance with code radiance to age incredibly well from the inside and out. Enjoy today's episode right here on the School of Radiance podcast. Hello, everyone, and welcome to today's recording on the Rachel Varga podcast. We're also going live on the Facebook page and YouTube channel at Rachel Varga Official. I would love for you guys, for you all to leave your live questions in the comment section down below. Today's talk, we are going to be talking about navigating menopause with ease and an upcoming summit. You guys know I'm a huge fan of summits for getting really relevant, up-to-date information, because unfortunately right now, if you're trying to search for things, you're actually not being shown things. It's actually a big problem. So we're going to dive into that in just a hot second here. And this is going to be information that I'm really hopeful you're going to want to share with your friends and family as an upcoming resource. So we have Dr. Kieran Dunstan joining us today, and she's leading by example as an OBGYN. She lost a life-changing 100 pounds and healed from chronic disease while starting menopause. She's now a fellowship trained in metabolic, functional, and anti-aging medicine by the American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine. She hosts her Brilliant Health Revolution podcast. Go ahead and subscribe to that show also. And she is also creating a wonderful resource for everyone called the Stop the Menopause Madness Summit. What a fun name. This is all designed to help empower women to address their root cause of their health concerns and to live their best lives. So Dr. Kieran Dunstan can be found on her website, drkierandunstan.com. But she has been featured on some of the biggest networks available as well. NBC, CBS, HuffPost, Reader's Digest, and many more to name a few. So welcome. Thank you so much for joining us today, Dr. Kieran Dunstan.
Thank you for having me, Rachel. And hi, everybody. It's so great to be with you.
So tell us a little bit about yourself, sort of beyond what I introduced you with your lovely bio, but you have a really cool background, and I love seeing Western-trained medical physicians transitioning into functional medicine. Tell me, what was that like for you, and why did you do that?
Yeah, well, it was miserable before I did it because my own health was suffering, Rachel. I weighed over 240 pounds. I slept all the time. I had chronic fatigue. My hair was falling out. I had depression and anxiety that was debilitating. I had no sex drive. I had irritable bowel, gastritis. I mean, I was just a big hot mess. And I was 47 at the time, right before I discovered functional medicine. So it was pretty miserable because here I'm told that I know everything there is to know about women's health, right? I'm board certified OBGYN in the United States of America. I'm supposed to have all the knowledge. And yet, look at me, I'm clearly unhealthy. And yet all the tests that I knew to run myself would come back, quote unquote, normal. And I'd go to my internist and I'd say, something's got to be wrong. Look at me. And she would run tests and they'd all come back normal. And I kept going back to her and complaining. I swear I checked my thyroid at least 10 times and it was quote unquote normal. And finally, she just said to me, you know, Kieran, stop with this. There's nothing wrong with you. And just stop coming to my office. And I went home. I was so depressed and hopeless. And I just thought that I'm just going to continue to get fatter and fatter and more tired. This is going to be my life. But I didn't really have any choice. I had to continue doing my work. And so I did. But thank God, really through a series of divine events, I discovered functional medicine. And I knew when I read about it that it was the truth, because we all have that truth meter, right? You know, when your friend brings that guy home, he doesn't have to open his mouth. You know, he's no good, right? We have a truth meter. So I read this book by Suzanne Summers that actually one of my patients brought me. And at first I said, I'm not reading this book. It's by Chrissy on Three's Company. What's she going to teach me about women's health? But then one Saturday I was in bed and my kids came in and they said, hey mom, we're going to the movies. We'll be back. Right. They didn't even bother asking me if I was going anymore because they knew the answer was always no. Mom's either working or in the bed. So they just said, we'll be back. So I said, let me pick it up and look at it so I can give it back to this patient and tell her thank you. But I started reading it and, you know, it wasn't anything about Suzanne. It was about scientists and doctors telling about how the body functions. And I had learned about how the body functioned in med school. But then I was told as a resident, don't worry about all that. Just give this pill because that's what we do. And do this surgery because that's what we do. These are the protocols. Stop thinking and just follow the protocols. I wanted to be a good resident. I followed the protocols. And protocols were basically putting band-aids with drugs and surgery. But I had noticed in my own practice that no one ever really got vitality by what I was doing. I was just, you know, oh, you're depressed, take this. You can't sleep, take that. Oh, your periods are heavy and painful, take this birth control pill. That doesn't work, take this one. That doesn't work, we do a laparoscopy and see if you have endometriosis and cysts on your ovary. Oh, that doesn't work, you end up with a hysterectomy. But those women who had the hysterectomies years later never came back in at the normal weight with shining skin and bright eyes saying, hey, Dr. Kieran, I feel great. They just would have more and more dysfunction. And I had started saying to my colleagues, like, are we helping anyone? And they thought I was crazy. And then my own health was really bad too. And I was just so disillusioned because I went into medicine to help people. So anyway, long story short, I discovered functional medicine. So I was like Hansel and Gretel following the breadcrumb trail. So I read Suzanne's book. I learned about Life Extension Foundation. I started working with a naturopath. I checked my labs. And when I did the right labs and I read them the right way, looking for optimal function, not normal, I did have low thyroid. I was like, I knew it. And that's true for 80% of the women who come to me. I had low progesterone. Then I learned about salivary hormone testing when I went to a Life Extension conference. Never heard of it. I had a flatline cortisol. Like my body was basically saying, you're existing, but that's all you're going to do. Well, I had been taught cortisol didn't matter in mainstream medicine unless you have a disease, Addison's or Cushing's, top or bottom 2.5%. Well, NASA has been using cortisol on their astronauts since the invention, you know, of the space program. They've been using it in Europe for over 50 years to diagnose the dysfunction in the middle, which I have yet to meet a person who doesn't have an abnormal cortisol stress hormone that you need to live. So I had all these dysfunctions that my training missed. How did I know about all there was to know about women's health, and yet I wasn't trained in this? So my journey began, and I just started addressing these abnormalities with natural treatments, dietary change, stress management, vitamins, minerals, herbals, botanicals, natural hormones, and my health just transformed. And so all my patients saw me losing weight and regaining my hair, and they're like, girl, what are you doing?
I want to get me some of that.
I want that. They were like, push me against the wall. I want that.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So I started doing it with them. So I discovered this in 2008. it probably took me a whole 2 years to lose all the weight. And then I was unrecognizable. People would pass me in the mall. I'd say hi. They'd ignore me and they'd get 10 feet past me and they'd go, Karen, oh my gosh. And then I started doing it with my patients. They had the same success. And so actually in 2011, I retired from OBGYN because there are a lot of great doctors who can do a pap smear and deliver a baby. We need those. But there aren't a lot of doctors who can help women understand how their body functions, what really is going on to create health, or what imbalances are creating these symptoms that are making their lives intolerable, where they're waking up in the middle of the night, or they can't go to sleep, or they sleep all night and they wake up and drag all day, or they have don't care if they ever have sex again. I can't tell you how many times I heard that. Or they can't lose weight, whether it's just 10 pounds, which to a woman who really doesn't have a weight problem her whole life, 10 pounds is significant, to maybe it's 200 pounds, right? It doesn't matter. It's bothersome to that woman. And I mean, just the myriad, you know, autoimmune disease, Crohn's, ulcerative colitis, irritable bowel, migraine, headaches, you name the dysfunction. There isn't anything that functional medicine won't help. And so I have enjoyed doing this for the past several years with women and just getting them healthy and creating vitality. Yeah.
Yeah. We have a colleague of ours, Dr. Deb Matthews. She had the pleasure of meeting Suzanne Summers. And I asked her in an interview a little while ago, she's been a show on the podcast. You can check out that interview. So I was like, okay, tell me about the most radiant people that you've met. And she said, Oprah and Suzanne Summers. She said that they had this air about them. You just look at them, their skin is glowing, it's radiant. That's what I really love sharing with people is how can we get some of that? And newsflash, it's not going to happen from using a $500 skincare cream, which is insane anyways. By the way, I did a session with a lovely woman yesterday and she's like, I've been using this $500 moisturizer. And the routine that you're recommending for me for everything for four steps is half that. And I love just sharing with all of you listening, lovely practitioners like Dr. Kieran Dunstan to help you. And I loved what you said about helping. We're not here to make claims and things like that. This is educational information, not medical advice. If you think you have a condition, make sure you seek the guidance of a trained physician. But I do want to just dive into the topic quickly about online summits. And this really is the way of the future in my in really what I'm gleaning talking with some of these various experts in different fields. But tell us about the resource that you're putting together. You're bringing experts, you know, at the top of the game, the latest and greatest research and all of that. So tell us about your upcoming summit titled Stop the Menopause Madness.
Yes, Rachel. So I had my own crazy journey into menopause and then discovered functional medicine, which made everything better. And now I'm 56 and life is just wonderful. And so I really got tired of seeing so many women suffering, and almost we've become this caricature at midlife where we're just going to be overweight and tired and asexual and lose our hair and look and feel older. And we're going to be medicated with chocolate and wine. And it's comical. A friend of mine went to see Menopause the Musical. And she said, Karen, I have to tell you, when you walk in, they give out fans so you can fan yourself. And every scene is another joke making fun of women in menopause. And she said she just started crying. All these women were laughing around her. And she said tears were just rolling down her face. And just her relating that to me really touched me. And then also I had been at a social distancing birthday party. And it was the same story right around that time, right after the pandemic began. And it was the same conversation, right? It was just the same conversation about basically, we don't matter anymore. We have to put up with these health problems and there are no answers. And I just had enough. And Rachel, I just said, you know, we just got to stop this menopause madness, because this is madness. This should be the best time of our life. Most of us are free or getting free from the burdens of child raising. You know, a lot of our kids might be in high school or college, or like I have one in grad school and one's out of grad school. So you're done with that. If you're in a partnership, it's matured to the level where you can have a lot of freedom. If you're not in partnership, you have a lot of free time to yourself. And most of us have been through enough that we have a lot of wisdom to share. And in a lot of cultures, menopausal women are the leaders of the community. And I believe as we come into the divine feminine age, that really this is our time. This is our time of awakening. But guess what? We can't do it unless our health is going to support us in that.
Yeah, definitely. So tell us a little bit about your summit. So summits are kind of like the way of the future.
Yes.
Of getting excellent information out there. So tell me, how many people are on your summit? Who are they and what are they sharing?
Okay, so right now we're over 40 people. I'm going to cap it at 50 because there's so many topics to cover. But JJ Virgin is on and she's talking about food sensitivities.
She just had me featured as her Ask the Health Expert on her podcast all last week.
Awesome. I will have to listen to that. Deborah Atkinson, who is big on midlife fitness for women, flipping 50, and she dropped some great pearls. I mean, what's amazing is I thought I knew everything, and I'm learning so much by doing this. So she's on. Deb Matthews, who you just mentioned, she's on. I have so many functional OBGYNs and functional MDs. Most everyone on the summit, the majority of people are credentialed like yourself. So that really tells people who want to watch it, you know, this is not lay people who just read a book and are giving their opinion. This is credentialed professionals who really know this information. Who else? Do I have so many people I can't even think.
Yeah, I'm thrilled to be sharing on the summit my insight into, you know, skin optimization because, you know, as we hit 37 to 41, the skin goes through a pretty major shift, right? We have that drop off of estrogen, which impacts our collagen and elastin. So everyone who's tuning into the summit is going to get actually my best tips that I won't say for free online. So that's the kind of content that gets shared in these kind of summits. And I'm so thrilled to be a part of it. So why are you, as a traditionally trained physician, optimistic and on board with the world of online summits?
Well, a lot of people don't realize that the information they're getting in mainstream media is really filtered, shall we say, and censored.
Not so good of a word, but
I'm sorry.
We have to be so careful what we say.
Yeah.
To make sure that it's like speaking in code. It's very odd right now. I actually did a summit a couple of months ago and all my stuff got filtered for a number of months. And it was about, you know, health for the family. How can we all get along and be healthy and create a happy household? It's strange. So basically tell us about the information that people aren't seeing and then like what they're getting access to in these summits.
So you're probably not seeing a lot of holistic viewpoints that really let you know what's going on with your health. What's the root cause of the problems and how can you address it naturally? Because there's a filtering situation going on. And so on the summit, that's what we're going to teach you. And it's different. We're not going to tell you do this because we said it. I really believe the word doctor means teacher.
Yeah.
And so our goal is to educate you and give you knowledge, tools, and support. I always say those are the three things that women need to make these changes so that you can make a choice for yourself. But, you know, unfortunately, in grade school, we don't get how your body works 101, although I think we should have that. So there's a lot of misinformation and lack of understanding that we naturally have about how our body works. So we're going to clear all that up for you, make sure that you really understand what is menopause? What's perimenopause? Why is this happening? And really, what are the changes that your body's going through? And why so many women in America have such a problem with this time of life? It's way more than in other countries. And so that may not be something you're aware of. So we're going to help you understand that. And we're going to help you understand why, yeah, your sex hormones are an issue, but there's all this other stuff that you don't know about because nobody's telling you.
Or you can't find it, right?
Or you can't find it because it's filtered. Crazy. Mm-hmm. And so we're, you know, I was doing an interview earlier today and she stopped and she said, do you want me to say that? And I said, you need to be honest. Mm-hmm. I'm all about honesty.
Yep.
So it's really hard for me to navigate. Don't say this, don't talk about that. But I hear what Rachel's saying is that you can kind of get your stuff blacklisted if you mention certain terms and say certain things, which now I'm worrying about. Because I'm honest. I told a woman I was interviewing earlier, another functional OBGYN, and she said, should I say that? I said, you say whatever you want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the way that you guys are going to get access to this information when we're ready to share it with you, because the summit hasn't quite launched yet. If you head on over to my website, rachelvarga.ca, and there's like this cute little pop-up that's going to give you access to my sophisticated skin cheat sheet and a few other free downloadable guides for you guys to get. That's going to get you on my newsletter. So I'm going to be directly sending you guys the information to these online summits that are coming out that, you know, I'm a part of or that I think are just great resources. So that's actually going to be the best way for you to get this type of information is to get on the newsletter of the experts that you're wanting to hear more about. So what I always love to ask everybody, Dr. Kieran Dunstan, what are your most radiant patients doing?
My most radiant patients are number one. This is like the foundation for me, Rachel. They are balancing their hormones. Yeah. And for me, seven main hormones, I call them the main metabolic drivers, are key. Thyroid, insulin, cortisol, and DHEA, it's a package deal with them. And then their sex hormones, estrogen, progesterone, testosterone. Foundation. Hormones are the communicators in the body. They tell all your cells what to do. When the communication goes down and your cells aren't getting the instructions, guess what? They don't do anything. They just don't function properly.
And the skin starts to show it. That's like the biggest tip off for people that something's not quite right or their bodies are starting to change. So when we can actually teach ourselves to become our best teacher, right? So I think of my husband, he's a pro athlete. He is so in tune with his body. He knows when something's up and he makes the adjustments. He'll try and Google it, right? Of course, you can't Google everything right now, but he'll try and do it as best he can with lifestyle modifications and things like that. So what you said about your most radiant patients, making sure that they are balanced and optimized 100%. See that body, mind, spirit, energy. I see this in my most radiant clients who are actually typically women aged 60 and up.
Yeah. Yes. And so for me, it starts with the hormones, but then I address, they're all keeping themselves detoxified. They don't eat toxic stuff. They don't put toxic stuff on their skin, in their hair. They don't wash their clothes in it or clean their homes with it. No toxins. They get them out of their body. They make sure they're nutritionally replete, taking supplements, nourishing food, lots of plants, and they deal with the intangibles, like Dr. Maritza calls it, right? Thoughts, feelings, beliefs, and spiritual connection. Those women who are on purpose, spiritually connected, knowing that their origin is divine and that they have a greater purpose outside of this physical body, and they're doing all the things to nurture their physical body. Like you see them when they walk in a room, they
Suzanne Summers and Oprah Winfrey, it's like, we want to get what they got going on, right?
Right. Because they're just bright and shiny.
Yeah. And it's funny. It really is the body, mind, spirit practices. So it's the yoga. It's the meditation. It's the eating right in a way that's just right for you. So how are we going to know that? We got to test it, right? Unless you're like my husband and he can know, right? But a lot of us have kind of lost that touch. and energetic balancing, like what you said, some of your speakers are acupuncturists to talk about that. I love acupuncture for taking us out of that sympathetic state and more into that parasympathetic state, which has an effect on our cortisol, which is really, really key. So my next question for you is, what is your number one question that you're asked from women between the ages of 40 to 60?
When I meet a woman between 40 to 60 and she finds out I'm an OBGYN, her eyes get wide and she says, what happened to me? That's literally what typically happens. What happened to me and what do I need to do? Help me, fix me. And if that's you, you definitely want to come to the summit because we're going to tell you exactly what to do. It's just full of information. I wanted to cover all the topics that a woman would need to know to really move her health forward and improve it. And so that's what you will find there. I'm joking that, and it's probably not a joke though, that it's literally a book. You can take what we're offering there and use it as a how-to book on what you need to do, things that you can start today, what you need to do with your diet, supplements you need to take, just all the changes, like we talked about toxicity, what things to get rid of, what things to add in. And we've got lots of people working on the intangibles, thoughts, feelings, beliefs, spiritual connection, your energy body. So all that. So that's the question I get the most. Second most common question is probably like, what do I do about my hormones? Because unfortunately, women are not getting their hormonal needs addressed properly in mainstream areas. So that's why I feel so strongly about educating them. I mean, this was my story. Here I was OBGYN. I couldn't help myself. And so
and your colleagues couldn't help you.
And my colleagues couldn't help me.
They're like, oh yeah, all the labs are coming back normal. But like, where were you on the range of normal? Were you on the low or high spectrum of that normal range, right?
Well, and the thing is, Rachel, as you know, we don't even have a standard of care for checking women's hormone levels in OBGYN. It is not done. It's not standard of care. Wow. So I didn't even know to do that. And no one else did either, which is insane because what don't we check? We check your blood pressure. We check your potassium. We check your liver enzymes. Oh, but your sex hormones, we don't check those. I mean, this is the insanity that we're dealing with.
Because our hormones are basically the signalers for pretty much everything and every pathway in our body. That's why they're like the communicators, right? They're really important.
Yeah. And, you know, the argument given is we don't have any quote unquote normal values, which really isn't true. So that's a whole other topic. And we talk about it a lot in the summit because another thing women will ask me when they hear this is why? Because it makes no sense to them. We trust our doctors. We trust them to have our best interests in our heart. We trust that they know everything that needs to be done to help us. So when they hear that this isn't happening, there's a real discordance that happens and confusion. So, and I'd like to say, don't blame your doctor. They're doing what they were taught. That's what I did. Like Oprah says, when you know better, you do better. So I had suffered, learned, now I share. And you'll see, I think we have maybe 8 or 9 OBGYNs that are functionally trained on there, other and lots of other credentialed people. So
I love it.
Checking the hormones, what other options are available because they're not happy with the options they're getting traditionally. And so this is what we got on the summit.
Yeah. So the cool thing about the summit is you get a chance to hear some of the top experts in the field, right? JJ Virgin, Dr. Deb Matthews, some, you know, my favorite people that I glean information from all the time. And so you'll get a chance to listen to certain speakers. And why I like this is because one of the things I talk about in my ebook, Unlocking Your Vitality, that you guys can get at rachelvarga.ca, is all about cultivating your team. So you can't get every aspect of your body dealt with one person. It's about creating your team. So I see, you know, I have a medical doctor, I have my naturopath, I have my TCM, I have my chiropractor, I have a nutritionist, not to mention, being able to learn with some of the best in the industry that, then you can kind of go further with working with them after that and see if they're going to be part of your tribe or not. So the beauty about the online space right now is that we're actually more connected now than ever. If you're feeling isolated, maybe you just haven't stumbled on your tribe yet. And just the community that the wonderful speakers are a part of in this could be kind of like a little bit of a home for you, and to find people that are going through similar things that you're going with, so that, I mean, number one, you're going to feel a little bit less crazy because you're going to have your feelings kind of validated. Okay, so this is happening. What can we do here? So that's what you're going to get in the summit that I'm going to be emailing you guys. If you want access to that, be sure to get on my newsletter. So learn more about Dr. Kieran Dunstan at drkierandunstanmd.com and check out her podcast, Her Brilliant Health. And then you guys will be getting access to the summit when it is available. So thank you so much for joining us on the show today.
Thank you so much for having me, Rachel. It was nice to meet all of you. I look forward to seeing you on the summit or maybe on the podcast and seeing how we can help support you in reaching your health goals.
Lovely. And big thanks to everyone who joined us today. I am sure that you found this insightful. Just learning a little bit more about the online summit space, especially at this time. If you're navigating through some things, you just want some more information. That's what all this is. Information, and then do with it with how you please. You know, take some of the information to your doctor when you see them. And I'm going to be sharing some of my best skin tips for those navigating the menopausal time with ease and grace, and learning how to mitigate the drop off of estrogen, which leads to a drop off of collagen and elastin, and some of the different at home and in clinic options that are available. Feel free to reach out to me directly at rachelvarga.ca. Book your one-on-one session with me, where I'll spend an hour with you going through your specific skin goals and how we can get you there and get healthier, more radiant skin. Because that's what this show is all about, is giving you the tools to do just that. So be sure to subscribe to the podcast and please leave a review with what you enjoyed learning about and also what you would like to learn more about. The reason I'm doing this is to help support you. So how else am I going to know what you want unless you tell me? So leave a review or send me a direct email at info@rachelvarga.ca. And we'll see you guys in the next episode.